Tulip Mania. Angers de Busbecq. Now, Angers Ghislain de Busbecq was a bastard son of a Flemish lord who was for years the most influential Netherlander in the Austrian court. In November of 1554, Busbecq went to Istanbul as an ambassador of the Holy Roman Empire, and he remained in the Ottoman Empire for almost 8 years. During that time, he made only occasional journeys home. When he did return, he published, in 1581, a book of recollections, written in the form of letters, that described his experiences amongst the Turks. The letters were full of intimate details and gossip. His work has not only made his name then, but even today, historians still rely on Busbecq to add color to the accounts of daily life during the height of the Ottoman Empire under Suleiman the Magnificent. They also contain his own account of how he first encountered the tulip. Busbecq traveled overland from Vienna to Istanbul and had just left Adrianople when he first saw tulips growing in the wild. In one letter, he said, "On the last stage of our journey to Constantinople, which was now close at hand, as we passed through this district, we everywhere came upon quantities of flowers, narcissi, hyacinths, tulipans, as the Turks call them. We were surprised to find them flowering in midwinter, scarcely a favorable season. There is an abundance of narcissi and hyacinths in Greece, and they possess so wonderful a scent that a large quantity of them causes a headache in those who are unaccustomed to such an odor. The tulip has little or no scent, but it is admired for its beauty and variety of colors. The Turks are very fond of flowers, and although they are otherwise anything but extravagant, they do not hesitate to pay several apres per fine bloom." Now, that is, apres is a Turkish coin, which it's very difficult to get a value on in modern times. So we'll just leave the money at expensive. Indeed, Busbecq complained when he reached Istanbul and was presented with some fine tulips by his hosts, quote, "These flowers, although they were gifts, cost me a great deal, for I had to pay several aspers in return for them," end of quote. For many years, it was thought that Busbecq's account was contemporary and referred to his first trip to Istanbul, which took place in the winter of 1554. More recently, it has been shown that all the letters that make up his book were probably not written until early in the 1580s, when the tulip had become reasonably well known in Europe. And if you hadn't noticed, his so-called first trip was made in winter. Tulips do not bloom at that time of the year, even in the Ottoman Empire. Busbecq, therefore, must have confused the details of his second journey to Istanbul, which was in March of 1558, when the tulips would have been in flower. So it's impossible to give Busbecq credit for introducing the tulip to Europe, because the tulip was growing in at least one German garden by April of 1559. For this to have been Busbecq's work, he would have had to send tulip bulbs back to Europe within a few months of his arrival for immediate planting that autumn, which is possible, but not very likely. It is true that Busbecq did send valuable bulbs and seeds from Istanbul to Europe, but it isn't known for certain if he did that earlier than 1573. A similar confusion, unfortunately, swirls around the part Busbecq may have played in giving the flower its name. The Turks called the tulip lale, and Busbecq is generally believed to have described it as a tulipan because the petals resemble a folded turban. A turban is known as a dolbed to the Turks and a tall band to the people of the Netherlands. A comparison of this sort could well explain how the word tulip entered the English language, but it cannot have been as a consequence of Busbecq's travels. The term had been traced back to as far as 1578, when it appears in a translation of a botanical work that originally been published in Latin. So it was certainly in circulation before Busbecq published his famous letters. It took time in any case for the word tulip to be generally accepted. In the late 16th century, European botanists most often referred to the tulip as a lily narcissus, emphasizing its kinship more with more familiar bulbous plants. So we're still looking for our, you know, first tulip provider. So next time we will be visiting Johann Herwart's garden in Augsburg, Bavaria, where it appears we have the first one to grow. Now, the sources for this has been the Tulips in the Ottoman Empire Culture and Art by Demoiz, The Revolt in the Netherlands by Guile, The Book of the Tulip by Hall, Tulip Mania by Dash, The Tulip by Pavord, and Memoirs of Extraordinarily Popular Delusions and Madnesses of Crowds by McKay. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.